Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, little Benjamin.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you over there?
I'm just excited to be podcasting with you, as usual.
Yeah,
what's going on with you?
It's Monday. It's a good day for us. We get to podcast a lot today, and then we finish the day off with a live show over on Spotify called Take a Seat. It's every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. You guys come talk to us. We talk to you. We talk about all the Bravo stuff. So that's happening tonight. We had a week off last week, which just felt weird. So I'm really glad that we're back on this week to talk to you all. So hope to see you there. If you want to catch those shows and you can't make it live, just search Take a Seat over on Spotify. And today is a New York City episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I know. It's the second, it's part two of their New York City odyssey to see Candy's play on Broadway. But we're picking up it's been like a month since the show is on, but it's only been off for 1 week. It's off the same week that we were off for Take a Seat. But it's day one. They're in New Jersey having dinner, and Sheree has basically just told Ralph that this assistant Anthony has been going around telling people that Ralph is gay. So we're sort of in that space, and when we start the episode, we are kind of like gearing up for that all over again.
Sheree shows the text to prove it, and I was cracking up because the text says, Sheree, Harpo, who dem folks? Which, love it. I love a little color purple worked into a controversial text on Atlanta. Uh-huh. He replied, Dennis and Drew's baby daddy husband. I got more scope on him, too. Yeah, he said he has more scope. And I think that means scoop. But it could also mean he was using mouthwash and got scope on it. So, not really sure. But he had already told me that you were gay. And Ralph's like, what? Gay? Who? You? Me? Gay.
Babe with a power? What power? Power of voodoo. Voodoo, voodoo. You? What?
So. Who said that? Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Happy, good old-fashioned
Bravo, fear of the gays. Can't be pride.
Outing. Yeah, so he does his big fake smile, like, ha, 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 I'm totally not bothered by this whatsoever, when you know he's furious. So,
seem furious, which was kind of a nice change. I think Ralph, understands what a compliment that is. Like, when someone's like, your husband works out, wears tight shirts, and is really hot. I think he's gay. I think we're finally starting to understand that this is a compliment.
Yeah, that's true. So so he just brushes it off, and Drew's like, but Sheree's still being messy. And Kenya's like, how? Sheree didn't even repeat what she said. And Sanya's like, she's like, no, I feel like your anger is directed in the wrong place right now. And so basically this is like, and we see it this episode that Sanya is like, Sanya. Oh my God.
Yeah, Sanya officially turns in this episode. She officially is like, I'm done with Drew. Okay.
Yeah.
I tried with Drew. I tried for 2 weeks with Drew because you guys made me be her friend. And I'm not some sucker who's going to have to pretend to be her friend now. No, 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 and no, and no. Thank you.
I'm not going to be stuck with this sinking ship, okay? I am starting the separation right now.
Yeah. And she's like, come on, Drew, you know that Anthony was being messy. Like, that's just ridiculous. And Drew's like, well, that's true. I'm not going to deny that he's being messy. And she's like, then it's your job to cut ties with him. What you need to do is get rid of toxic people immediately. You do not just let toxic people walk all around your life. You see they're toxic and you get rid of them. Lady, okay, you're going too far now. If we all got rid of toxic people, we'd have to cancel Bravo, okay? Let's stop short of the get rid of toxic people, okay?
That's true. Just find a reduced capacity for them. That's all. Yeah. So, So Sonia's basically like, look, you know, when you're my friend, I'm going to hold you down. But and I want to put my neck out there for Drew. But then I'm side-eyeing her because of the things that she's saying, I just don't rock with. So then Marlo's like, Drew, were you wrong? And she's like, Sheree, I apologize if I misstepped in how I brought the information.
True. So Sheree's like, are you going to apologize for putting your hands in my face? And she's like, well, okay, now I will apologize that I put my hands in your face, and I will work on that. Can I get a high five? A real high five? A real one? Can I get a real high five? And Ralph's like,
and she does the whole, I talk with my hands, by the way. She goes, I talk with my hands. That's the thing. I talk with my hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're about to That's start not talking with your elbows, because your hands are going to be snatched right off your wrists. Do you understand? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Ralph's like, I'm just confused how my name got put into all this. And Sheree's like, well, it wasn't just you who, like, Anthony talked about, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, you're just the gay one. So Kenya's like, well, when we had the conversation, she didn't even tell me anything about this other stuff. So I know that she wasn't being too messy. And Sheree's like, yeah, you know, what you did is you went and told Candy what you thought was my business. And that's what made it wrong. And Drew's like, yeah, mm-hmm. but when I went to Candy, and Candy, did I not say this? Candy said, yeah, you said, what should I do? And Sheree's like, okay, but Candy, you're also supposed to be my friend. And instead of coming to me, you went to those two, and then it came back to me. And that's not cool either. And Candy's like, well, that is true. And they all start crying.
And everyone just laughs because it's like, she doesn't even try to deny it or anything. She's like, yes, that is true. And everyone's like, well, that's how you do it and everything. Candy's like, well, I was wrong. There's nothing else I can say. And so she apologizes, but Sheree is still like, Sheree doesn't think it's like that sincere. So she's still sort of like keeping, like sleeping with one eye open, metaphorically speaking.
And then, guys, this has been too long without an emotionally abusive man. So let's let Kenya check her texts. Okay. So she does. Yeah. And Marlo's like, if that's Mark, don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother. It's Mark. She's bothered. It's Mark.
Yeah. And so basically, like, Kenya's pissed because they set up a time where she would hand over Brooklyn, and then he was going to bring Brooklyn back to Kenya, and now he wants Kenya to come to him, which means that she'd have to cross the bridge and go all over there and like leave the scene that she's shooting. And so she's really pissed off, justifiably so, because this guy is such a piece of shit. Of course he would pull that maneuver.
She's going to have to cross two bridges. Also, it's well into dinner service. So this guy is fucking lying.
He's
like, I have to go to work. Excuse me, sir. It's like towards the end of dinner service. No.
Yeah. No, this is he just is being lazy right now. So Marlo's like, he's evil. So Kenya's like, this is the bullshit I've been dealing with for the past 4 years, which sucks. But also, like, why did you marry this guy after like a week? This guy's been nothing but terrible. A terrible, terrible, terrible decision.
Yeah. So, you know, she complains about him some more. I can't with the Mark story. Like, I'm officially sick of, I mean, I've been sick of it for a long time, but I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
So but she's like, you know, I'm just trying to let you see your child. You know, I say, like, I'm coming to shoot. It's convenient for me. Take the child. I just don't understand. And so Candy's like, well, at some point, you're going to have to step back and let him take initiative and want to see the child, you know? And she's like, no, as a mother, I just can't do that. I can't do that. Fathers instill self-esteem in their daughters. Or lack thereof. They also instill a lot of bad daddy issues in daughters. Have you seen The Bachelorette? Or The Bachelor, rather.
That was my thought, too. I'm like, this guy is such a piece of shit. Like, you want me to believe that Brooklyn is going to be gleaning positive qualities from Mark? I mean, this guy is toxic to, like, the barista at Starbucks, I'm sure. Like, everyone is damaged who encounters him. Like, I think it's probably for Brooklyn's mental health to actually be away from this guy. He's like a narcissistic asshole.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I just need to make sure, you know, I mean, I understand where she's coming from. Like, you want your kid to know their dad. Like, I understand that. But he does still have to make an effort, because the kid's going to see that, you know, if he's not making the, if it's always the mom trying to, she's going to feel like she's being forced upon the dad. There's just so many issues right here in this pot.
Well, I'm sure that it might, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, but like, I would maybe think that that might instill a value system where you think that, like, you have to be the one to go and, like, fix and do all this stuff. And, like, you have to make the effort and the guy doesn't. Like, I think it could actually set a really bad precedent. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist, so who knows? But that's my pop psychology speaking.
Well,
and I think my pop
psychology is really fun. Your parents are at fault for everything. And when you're a parent, you were at fault for everything. So good luck. You can make whatever choice you want to. It's still your fault at the end of the day. Oh, hugs. Yeah. Parent hugs. So back at the table, Sonia is asking about Tyrone. Is he going to come to see Sheree? And she's like, well, it's just that he has an ankle bracelet. And that means that he can leave, but he can only go 100 miles. And Candy's like, okay, so we're going to have lunch? She's like, yeah. Within 100 miles. Okay. So we can't get on the ferry. So if anybody wanted to go to Nathan's Hot Dog and maybe take a trip to Staten Island, we can't do that. But we can go as far as Midtown. So.
Yeah. And then Marlo, she starts, they're just sort of like talking, and Marlo starts telling, they're saying how, Sonia's saying how the trip is off to a good start, and then Marlo's saying like, yeah, well, everyone's listening to each other, or everyone should listen to each other, and he's like, oh, and Candy, by the way, let me give you an opinion on this. I just feel like with you, the sex stuff is getting way too out of hand. I understand it's your business, and Candy's looking at her like, wait, what did I do? Why are you coming for me with my sex stuff all of a sudden?
Yeah, she's like, you're wanting us to walk around with stuff in our coochie? Candy tells us, oh, lighten up, Marlo. You're used to your coochie buzzing, okay? Like, this is Marlo we're talking about.
I'm with Marlo on this. Like, I think it's totally crazy that she's like, everyone walk around with a vibrator in your panties all day long and other people are gonna set them off. Like, I think that is a big ask, even amongst close friends.
Even if your coochie is probably already one of those square things from tables when you know that your table's ready at a restaurant. You know what I mean?
yeah.
But also, it's just too much of Candy's plugging everything. It's like we're on a trip to plug your Broadway play that you're talking about the whole time while you're plugging your vag business, which we're talking about the whole time. You know? So it's like too much. Too many plugs.
It's too much.
Okay, you've got more plugs than Drew.
And Candy's like, well, first of all, it's a fun game. I'm like, maybe for you, because you're into this stuff, but for other people, they may be like, this is like way too personal, you know? So Marlo's like, she's like, you know, Todd, you know, well, you know, Todd said, I want it more. So you said your sex life isn't the best, because she starts coming for Candy over that. And Candy's like, how about you start fucking? How about that? Before you tell me what I need to do with my sex life.
It's like, well, everybody, just trust each other, believe in each other, and now I'll send you my invoice for marriage counseling. Cash app. Kenya, don't worry, I'm only going to charge you half. So now everybody's getting ready. Time to get ready. And I guess it's morning, and Ralph's working out, and Kenya's asking Brooklyn about time with her dad, and he took her to get ice cream. So, you know, this is when dads really just can always win. You know, all you have to do is be the one to get ice cream. It's really all you have. Some easy job, sir, at this point.
Yep. And then Candy's meeting with people, who, like the executives on her play. And it's just really funny. There's this guy, Rick, there, who's like the head of publicity. And he's so the head of publicity because he's basically doing a press conference for all the viewers. And so he's like, here's the thing. Usually we're sitting here and the show is open and you kind of know, is it happening or is it not happening? And let me tell you something, it is happening and it's incredible. Every single person in the entire country wants to buy a ticket. It's official. It is happening.
It's happening. He's like, listen, you know who's coming to this? Atlanta and Texas. That's who's coming to this. And you know when New York comes back? Not until people travel here. You, ma'am, are bringing New York back.
It's a major, major story. Candy Burris, the new mayor of New York. You will go down in history as the person who saved New York City. Thank you, Candy. Thank you. Is there anything you can't do?
You vote with one or two squeezes on your vag egg, which is hooked into the voting system. So Kenya and Sonia are walking along the streets and talking about how much they love New York. And Sonia's like, oh yeah, I was here 7 years because Ross played for the Giants. And Kenya's like, oh,
I didn't know he did that. I thought he owned the discount stores. You know where they put things on the ground?
No, that's Ross Dress for Less.
Oh, who are you?
my husband won the Super Bowl. Oh, but I thought he's a chauffeur. Well, he has that too. I don't understand. Let's go to Starbucks.
So they start talking about Mark, and Kenny's like, yeah, he always makes me feel like I'm the one doing something wrong. I mean, I'm trying to make this simple. When do you want to see your kid? You know, it's this whole gaslighting thing. And that's why I get triggered with the whole Drew situation and Ralph. And, she's like, you were a little bit much because you went in on Ralph. And if that was Ross, I would have been on you. And Kenya says, yeah, but I'm just trying to get him to understand. But then he said something to Drew and it triggered me.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it was just like bullshit. And like, you're making this girl feel like shit and you don't have to do that. And so Sonya's like, well, I want Drew to take accountability too. And I'm saying this to you to really show I'm not really her friend. They just are making me be her friends. That way I have a reason to come onto the show. I don't know her. So then she's like, you know, as me and Drew are developing this friendship, I feel connected to her about a lot of things. Like, we love air and breathing, but there's stuff she doesn't do that that I don't like. She's terrible. Okay. She's terrible. I don't want to be so, I have a brand. Okay. I'm an Olympian. I cannot be associated with her.
She's like the charade thing and the assistant, you know, and then me and Candy met up with her and she's talking to us about this dropping with Drew thing, which is a fitness thing. And she says it's thousands of people losing thousands of pounds. And Kenya is just like, how are you going to help people lose weight when you had your stomach cut off? Leave it up to Kenya to just put it out there.
Just to distill it down to its cleanest form. So she's like, well, apparently they have different camps where they can lose weight. And Kenya, I talked to her 3 times and I still don't know what it is. And Kenya's like, yeah, that's what I get from Ralph and her. Like, and so then, and Kenya tells us, you're always going to get classic Drew whenever she argues with you. You're going to get her talking over you, or she's going to play dumb like she doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, which is also a Kenya move, by the way, especially true. The over-talking you part. So she's like, there's just no straight answers, you know? I mean, the charade thing was off-putting. Just admit it. And Sonia's like, yeah, I mean, I like her, but, you know, do not put your hand in people's faces or you're going to get what's coming to you. So Sonia has decided she will now go after Drew, right? And it's very, like, first season, it's time for my first fight. You know, so she's like gearing up for her fight, but everybody else is like, Drew's lame. Like, why are you even bothering with Drew? Like, why are you mad at
Drew? Well, I mean, we see this happen on a lot of shows where someone new comes in and then they turn on the person that brought them in. And a lot of times it's like, wow, you're really biting the hand that fed you. But in this case, I'm like, no, you're just biting a hand that actually did not necessarily feed you anything. It was like a hand that kind of just grabbed you. So I'm totally in favor of Sonya going after Drew.
Yeah, me too. So Sheree calls Candy about Tyrone. Well, Candy's asking what's going on with Tyrone. And she's saying, well, you know, if he doesn't come this time, he'll come soon. I'm just not sure he can come today. You know, he can only go a certain number of miles. And we're right under 100. We're at 96.4 miles. So he doesn't know if he wants to chance that. But he does want to come see the play. I'm like, well, it's in the same city at the same location. So,
yeah, we may have to wait. Don't worry. The play will be running for many years because it's the play that saved New York City. So don't you worry. Candy Burris, a savior of New York City, who her husband wants her to live in New Jersey.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then everyone is basically everyone's getting into glam, basically, for the evening. And they go to dinner at like a steakhouse or something. And they're all sitting down. And Barlow starts talking about how her being like styling people with Le Archive has been really beneficial to her. She goes, my styling, it really has made me so humble just serving other people who, of course, are only people who work in the industry, famous people. That's just made me so humble just to be around famous people, specifically only famous, wealthy people. I'm just so humbled right now.
Candy has also pre-selected a menu again. Okay,
I noticed that.
No, ma'am. That's no, never again. How dare you? How dare you? I'm turning on Candy this season. She's doing a lot of things that are bugging me. Pre-selecting it. Do not tell me what I'm going to eat. How about that? How about that? So they start talking about who's been flirted with by famous people. And Kenya's like, okay, let's do the most famous person that ever hit on you. And Todd's like, okay, just don't make stuff up this time. And she's like, make stuff up? Come on, let's play. And Candy's like, well, I was in a full-blown relationship with
Gerald Levert. Yeah.
Gerald Levert. And
yeah. And she actually said that they did a song together. And she's like, it's just sitting on my hard drive. It's like, Candy. So then of basically, this is just a tee up for whatever bullshit Drew's going to say. So she goes, oh, I was on Melrose and we're at a restaurant and a certain king of the NBA sent me over a drink. It was before he was married. And like, we went on a few dates and like, he flew me to some games and he would like listen to my music before his games. Yeah. And everyone's like, no, because she's talking about LeBron James and they're not allowed to say LeBron James because I guess they're afraid they're going to get sued by LeBron. But there's no way LeBron James is listening to Drew Sidora's music before games to get excited.
And they're like, wasn't he with his wife all the way back in high school? What is she talking about? And Marla goes, Drew has music? Does Drew really have music? What's Drew's music?
You're like, what music does she have? And Kenya's like, child, Drew is talking about Laquan. You just heard it wrong. But yeah, this is classic Drew trying to just elevate herself by acting like LeBron James. And she had some sort of like love affair several years ago. No, don't believe it for a second.
Yeah, he probably said that girl won't stop looking at me. She's thirsty. And you thought that meant that he sent the busboy over with the water. Okay. So then Marlo is like, I've dated Gene Simmons. And they all look at each other and they're like, who? And she's like, oh, he's bigger than everyone you guys mentioned here. So, and Kenya says,
yeah, Glenn, Gene Simmons is 30 years older than her. Perfect match for Marlo.
Could you imagine Gene Simmons and Marlo together? I don't know what I would do with that.
So they ask Kenya, because it's her turn, and she gets up and starts doing Prince dances. And they're like, whatever, Kenya. No one buys that either, you know?
But it's more believable. Honestly, it's more believable than Drew and LeBron, if you ask me. Just because, like, Kenya, you know, in the 90s, she was Miss USA, and she was on TV shows and stuff. Like, I can imagine that she might have crossed paths with Prince and he might have like tried to make a move or something like that. But I just don't buy Drew Sidora and LeBron. In case anyone's wondering. That's where I stand, everyone. That's where I stand.
Like, let's just get back to other people because Kenya's just lying again. Oh, by the way, where's Tyrone? We know he's real. And Trey's like, oh, he couldn't make it. I'm going to travel to Philly tomorrow to see him.
But why couldn't he come today?
And she's getting annoyed, right? Because this sucks enough for her. This has got to be stressing her the fuck out. She's like, here's his big coming out after I've had this storyline now for, you know, a while with this guy, waiting for this guy. Now he's going to finally come on the show and he's not calling me back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's already like going nuts in her head. So now it's time for everyone to go off to the play. And it's like an hour and 18 minutes of showtime, and they're getting into the piling into this van, and then Kenya is she's not Kenya, Candy's FaceTiming everyone to tell everyone how to like use their sex toys and everything. And so now we're down to 54 minutes before the showtime because they were all changing too, and everyone's like piling into the van, and Kenya's running late, and she's like her dress isn't fitting, and so the time is dwindling. And the show, they keep saying, like, the show's not going to wait for anyone. The show's going to start soon, you know.
So they all get on the bus, and they're supposed to be wearing these things in their crotch, and Marlo is not, you know. Because Candy's like, I've been buzzing you. I think your battery's out or something. And she's like, oh, no, just felt it. And Candy's like, oh, God, now she's faking it. I guess she's used to that. She's used to faking it with old white men. Like, wow. They don't ask to get in there for free. Like you just did. So maybe you should rethink your strategy. So then Marlo and Sheree didn't wear it either. Right.
But right. Everyone's did. Being like, oh, I forgot it. Oh, I left my remote upstairs. Everyone's basically like just lying about, you know, just trying to get out of it.
And Sonya's like, I wore mine. And then they just show Sonya with her hands down her pants, trying to like get it in the right place. And she's like, oh my God, Buzz. Oh my God, Buzz. Ross, stop buzzing me. He's like, that's not me. She's like, who's doing that? And it turns out it's Ralph, because when the remote controls are too close together, you can start buzzing each other's. Now, Candy, you're supposed to be plugging your business. This sounds terrible. It's like that little fucking kid next door who has the same remote control frequency as my fan and light. So we keep turning on each other's lights and then we get in a war. If that was my vagina, I'd be marching over there and having a discussion with those parents.
Yeah, I feel like that is like, it's intrusive if like a stranger can control the vibrator in my panties. You know, I feel like this is not good. I feel like the vibrators should be uniquely paired to their remotes.
And so then Kenya comes and Candy's like, you must have yours on mute. And she's like, busted. She doesn't care. She says, I'm not wearing vibrating panties around other people's men.
My vajayjay is closed for business.
So the producers are really trying to make this. They're trying to find some sort of drama, because to be honest, nothing's really happening in this episode so far. It's really funny, but nothing's happening. And so they're just like running out of time, because there's a street closure up ahead. So they're going to have to walk a block, and there's only 16 minutes. So then they walk. It's like, okay, they walk. And then Marlo gets like a city bike and she rides it. I don't really know why we needed to see all this. I think they just were like, we still have 4 more minutes of screen time to fill to deliver this episode to Bravo. So let's watch them make the decision to walk the rest of the way instead of just showing them walking into the theater.
Yeah, so they go see the play and they all love it and congratulate Candy and stuff. And then it's time to have a pajama jam, which, you know, The pajama party was one of the great Real Housewives of Atlanta episodes. So to do a pajama party, you're kind of promising a lot. So then everybody gathers at the hotel in their PJs, and Sheree and Kenya and Marlo are the first ones gathered. And Sheree's like, are you wearing your JJ thing? Because Candy said they all work if you're too close. And Kenya's like, what is this, Eyes Wide Shut?
Did I miss the part where they were handing out masks at the door? So it's just like you said, Marlo, Sheree, and Kenny are just hanging out, and Marlo just like lets out this huge burp, and Marlo's like, "Sorry, I got digestive issues." And Sheree's like, "You do this around your boyfriend?" "I don't have a boyfriend. I have acid reflux, and I've been to a specialist. I'm not supposed to eat spicy food, and not supposed to drink alcohol. Hey, can someone get me a refill of this? Huh? Get it? Because I ordered a refill of booze, and I'm not supposed to drink booze." You'll get it.
So they move over to Ralph. Kenya's like, where's Ralph from? And Marlo's like, oh, Jersey. He said Jersey. She goes, but he has a New York accent. It's like, Yeah. And so she's like, yeah, and he called her a liar. You know, he worked his wife a liar, you know, and she has a workout situation. Just drop it. And Sheree's like, wait, but if she has a workout thing, why did she have her body done? Just,
yeah, she even had BBL.
Yeah, she's basically like, yeah, she had the whole mommy makeover, the BBL, the body, breasts, all this stuff done. And Sheree goes, oh, that's a fraud. Just, girl, you want people to go work out? Bitch, you don't even work out. No workout. Do you work out? You work out? You got baseboards? You got baseboards you work out on?
So Marlo's like, let's look up the website. So she goes to it. She goes, oh, wow, it's actually a website. You can lose 21 pounds in 21 days. We should sign up for this. I want to lose 20 pounds in 20 days or whatever. She goes, wait a minute. I clicked and something went wrong. And they go, what do you mean? And she shows them the phone and it says, oops, something went wrong.
Page not found. Oh, God. So they're just like laughing. And Sheree goes, well, when Chi by Sheree launches, it will work spring, summer, and September, boo. I'm like, okay. Well, of course, I fully support Sheree, and I'm very excited for She by Sheree. But also, it's been like 10 or 11 years. So not totally the one to talk in this situation. So
basically, is it a Ponzi scheme?
I like when people don't know what Ponzi schemes are, so they just call things Ponzi scheme.
I know. Well, I mean, I could see.
That's totally what that guy went to prison for. What was that guy's name? The Ponzi scheme
Madoff?
Guy? Yeah.
Madoff. He promised people they could lose more weight than they did.
I could see them trying to do a Ponzi scheme. I don't think that Ralph and Drew are organized enough to actually do a Ponzi scheme. I think it's just a scheme. But I could see them trying to do a thing where, like, other people open up, like, fat camps or whatever, or fat loss camps, and, you know, or do the get people signed up on meal preps. I can see them trying to turn this into an MLM, but they just don't know what they're doing. So it's just like it's an LM, just a leveled marketplace. It's not multi. It's just...
It's not just even a level. DLM like candy. It's like a dildo level marketing. It's just an LM. You just don't even get the third letter.
Yeah, it's not even a pyramid scheme. It's just kind of like a RV scheme. It's just a very basic building. It's like a prefab scheme. The most basic building you can think of, a little rectangle.
So then Sonia and Ross come, and they're like, oh my god, you guys look tired. What have you been doing? She's like, my vagina's exhausted. Okay? My god. So then Kenya apologizes to Ralph. She's like, I just want to apologize if I offended you, Ralph. I was just projecting. And he's like, I appreciate sincerely the apology because, I'm very misunderstood. I'm very misunderstood. Shut up, Ralph, okay? This is not... Yeah. This is not your victim moment, okay? We're just moving on from your possible cheating or emotionally abusive rumors to your fake business rumors, okay? We can only juggle, we can only hold so many rumors at a time, sir.
Truly. So Kenya's like, so does anyone else have anything that they want to say? Anyone? Anyone who may have walked on the street with me to Starbucks? Anyone at all? So Todd is like, oh, I know where this is going to go. So he takes all the guys away. He's like, we're going to go somewhere, anywhere, except being here. So Sonia's like, I would like to say something. So I've been talking to Drew for a couple of days, and I was trying to have a conversation, just me and you, to talk about some stuff, but not a lot of cameras. It wasn't as fun. So I thought, why not? I'll say it right now. And, you know, there have been times with the group where things have happened, and I felt like you might have wanted me to step up and say stuff and, like, have your back or whatever. And I didn't do that. So I'll just give, you know, a few examples because I feel like you're not understanding what I'm saying based on the blank look on your face right now that you're giving me.
Yeah, because Drew's like, what the hell? Why is she coming for me? Like, this is weird. Yeah. Which it was weird, I thought. And so Drew's like, but we've been talking, so I'm trying to understand, like, why are you doing this in front of everyone? I mean, you just came to my room and we talked in my room. You could have said this then. I mean, I just did your makeup. And I was like, oh, this is why she's doing it in front of everybody. Because Sonia tells us that she went to her room, but she had 85 people there, like she thinks she's Beyonce. And then she had her makeup touched up for me, which, of course, she's immediately using against her, right? Like, mm-hmm. I just got your makeup done. And so she's like, so I couldn't really talk in front of all of those people, but I should have done that because that would be more private than this. Drew's full of shit.
Yeah. So, and by the way, also, why does Drew have such, like, this big entourage? Drew, I am so excited for when Drew and Ralph file for bankruptcy because it's going to happen any day now, any day. Yeah. So, Drew's like, I'm just so confused why you're making this speech in front of everyone. And as if Drew has not also made a bunch of ridiculous speeches, as if Drew did not. Like, there was the White Elephant Party, and she, like, used that as a moment to air out some shit. Like, she is not one to talk about bringing things up at the wrong time. So, Sonia's like, well, I just, you know what, like, you know, shoot, I wanted to buy ourselves. But then, you know, since Kenya opened up the floor to the conversation, I thought, let's have the conversation now. And I feel like the reasons why you're getting into it with people, and Drew's like, I'm getting into it with people? It's like, Drew, you just had to, like... You just had to apologize to Sheree for crying out loud. I'm on a real anti-Drew warpath today.
And Sonia's like, I mean, look, if you don't want to talk about it right now, we don't have to. And she's like, but I mean, you're trying me right now and you were just in my room. She's like, okay, so you're not going to listen. You just don't listen. And so Sonia's like, yeah, this isn't going anywhere. And Marla goes, well, I can tell you the problem that Kenya had. Just like, she went to your website, like, to sign up for your weight loss program, and we couldn't sign up. And Drew goes, oh, what? That's so nice of you. Thank you. That's so sweet of you guys. And she goes, yeah, but we couldn't get on. It said it didn't work.
And Drew goes, who said it doesn't work? Do you know how many people have lost over 100 pounds? And Marlo goes, no, which lies.
She's so lost over 100 pounds. She is such a liar.
Yeah, like when did this service start? Was there even enough time for people to lose 100 pounds? I don't think so. They only started, a month ago?
Drew's lies and storylines are so low budget that they don't even give her proper clown music for this lie. They just start playing like soup cans. It's like, dong, 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 dong. She goes, oh, this website you mean? Oh, the website crashed. And Marla goes, oh, so many people.
I can't believe she's going around telling people that all these people have lost 100 pounds when they haven't even started their meal delivery service yet. They're still road testing the things that they're going to put in it in that sad ass thing. And she's saying, oh, we have so many
locations,
people.
Sir. So they have six PO boxes.
I was about to say, they went to six UPS stores and got mailboxes. That's what that means.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Drew is like, you know what? I had a lot of health struggles. I had a lot of diagnoses. Yes, I had a mommy makeover, but it's because I had to. I had so many things going on. So, and Marla's like, oh, okay, so just drop it with Drew is about maintaining surgery. And it cuts to Candy. I mean, I watched this part three times over because Marlo is just so running laps around Drew, and it cuts to Candy cracking up and she can't even look at the camera. Her head is down in her hand at that moment when Marlo says, oh, so drop it with Drew is just to maintain surgeries.
And she goes, yeah, it's for health. And Sonia says, dropping with Drew, I still can't even explain to you what it is. And she goes, okay, well, here's what it is. We have fat loss camps. We have 6 in Chicago, 5 in Florida, 18 in Milwaukee. She starts going on and on about it. And they do that thing where it's like, Drew has been talking for 97 minutes, where they just cutting it all together. And she's like, it's 3 rounds at the camp. And so Candy's like, I'll drop it with Drew. I can't. I can't. Yeah. And Kenya says, it's giving Ponzi scheme.
Marlo goes, girl, we know it's nothing more than a Facebook group. Stop it, Drew. So Sheree's like, so if you've been doing it for a year and you've been helping all these other people lose weight, why'd you have to get lipo? She goes, oh, well, I had a hernia. So I lost weight, but my stomach was still protruding. And I have endometriosis, which I think she said at the reunion last year. So it's like, you had a hernia, but the hernia doesn't, but she's, you still got the mommy makeover.
You're not even trying to make this make sense. So she's like, I got my hernia repaired. That's not what a BBL is, but okay. So Candy's like, yeah, I think that what they're saying is people are just wondering if this is legit. And she goes, we've been doing this a long time. You guys want to see how much money I make? I mean, I don't understand the questions here. And so the producer says, so what are your numbers? And she's got her cell phone held up and she's like, oh yeah, Jackie, can you stay with me a bit because they're asking me questions, and that's your side of the business. And so Jackie goes, I need the app. She goes, oh yeah, we've got an app, guys. We're working on an app.
Yeah. All right, the question was, how much does it cost to sign up? And she couldn't even give a straight answer about that. And she deflected to say that they're working on an app. They're doing the thing where they just expand into all the areas without having actually any sort of proof of concept. So, which I learned about on Shark Tank. So I'm an authority now. So then Marlo is like, she's like, listen, look, we just want to keep it at 100. We just want Drew to keep it at 100. 100 with Drew. Lose 100 with Drew. And they basically are just laughing at Drew's face right now because she's just so full of shit.
Right. And Sheree starts strutting around and she's like, well, look at me. Working out is my passion. So this is all real. So this should be my business. But then they start FaceTiming with Tyrone, and Drew, while the other ladies are over there doing that, Drew tells Sonia, so Sonia, we good? And she goes, I'm not good. I'm not good, Drew. And she goes, God, you're wearing me out tonight. Sonia still wants to have her fight, but nobody's going to let her do it.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning and we see some stuff going on, Sonia's FaceTiming her kids, et cetera. But then Sheree is excited because she's going to go down to Philly to meet Tyrone at a restaurant. She hasn't seen him for a few weeks, so she's really excited to see her man. And so she's like in a car and she's like, she talks to her daughter. She's like, I'm going to Philly. She's like really excited. And then she like takes a nap in the car and the producers make it look like she's dreaming about Tyrone by showing all these clips. And they put it in like a little bubble really to amp up how excited she is to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, they make it a super romantic memory nap where it's like, this is a call from federal prison. I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
And then I love as they approach the city, Shrey is like woken up and she looks out the window and she goes, oh, is that Philly with the tall buildings? It's like, no, that's Franklin Lakes. That's Caroline Manzo's house. Of course it's Philadelphia.
So then she's trying to call Tyrone, but it's just ringing and ringing. Please, please leave your message. And she's like, So then we see the Rocky statue. I mean, date that thing. At least he's welcoming you with open arms. I mean, Jesus
Christ. You always know where he's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
So then she goes and sits outside at this restaurant and it's really cold and she's wearing her full fur coat trying to look fancy, you know, and it just gets sadder and sadder.
Yeah.
The scene is so sad. And by the way, did you know they called this episode She By Herself?
Yes, I did. It was so hilarious. She By Herself.
That is so shitty. So she's sitting there and
the waitress comes out. I was like, do you want something to drink? She's like, something like cucumbers. You have something with cucumbers? She goes, no, unfortunately we're not, but we can have a French, we can make you a French 75 instead. I'm like, that's just a completely different cocktail. That's like me being like, hey, do you guys have anything with like lemon juice? No, but we can give you a Michelob. It's like, what?
Well, at least they're both like fruits or vegetables. Never mind, I don't know. So she's like, it's like a lemonade. So Sheree just keeps trying to call him and getting voicemail. And she's like, actually, I didn't realize it was going to be this cold out here. So I'm going to wait for food, though. Do you have hot tea? Oh, God, I hate to stop drinking without you, Tyrone, but you're just taking too long. Ha, 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 ha. And keeps calling him. And now she gets a ring and then a busy tone. And she's like, does that mean he's on the phone? So this is just... this fucking sucks. This is so sad. I hate this for Sheree.
I hate it too. And she talks to her daughter again and she tells her daughter what's going on. Her daughter's like, I think this means that you're blocked. And now it's like been an hour and now it's an hour and a half. It's like, Sheree, you have to have some self-worth. And honestly, after 45 minutes, I mean, you got to go. This was like Teddy Mellencamp and Dorit few years ago, but this was
Hour late, and then it's 1 hour and 4 minutes, 34 minutes late. And so then the producer comes on and he's like, oh, just so you know, also these producers are fuckers too for doing this. Like, they make her sit there this whole time, and meanwhile they've been on the phone with his attorneys this whole time, and they're just making her sit in the cold and freak out and look kind of pathetic, you know. And he's like, well, just so you know, Eric is on the phone with the attorney still, and they said that he can't make it because it's a parole violation.
And she's pissed because she's like, it's like, first she goes, parole violation? We always go to restaurants and eat. What are you talking about? I'm so confused. I'm like, well, Sheree, I think it's going to a restaurant and eating on camera. I'm assuming that's the parole violation, although I don't understand why. But basically she's like, you knew I was coming to Philly and you knew it was a parole violation. So why didn't you stop me? Why don't you just tell me I can go directly home? Like, this is ridiculous. It's a huge waste of her time.
And not, she said she just talked to him that morning. He could have said something then that it was shaping up to be a problem. And he can answer his phone. I mean, what the hell? So she's like,
or text her.
You know, she's like, I look stupid as fuck. I look crazy as fuck. I look dumb as fuck. And I'm trying not to cry because she calls Kenya. And so she's telling her all of this. And Kenya's like, don't cry, baby. Your instincts are there for a reason. You said you would give him a chance, and now you're seeing what he is. This is strike one. And Sheree's like, this is strike 50. And she's crying. And this is, like, painful to watch. I thought this was going to be funny to watch. It was not.
I know. It was really sad. And when she said strike 50, I hope for her sake that she was saying this was so bad it was like strike 50. I hope it's not that he's messed up many more times, because if this was more than the first time this has happened, then she should leave this guy. Like, leave him right away. She deserves so much better.
Yeah, so she's crying and she's saying how she put her romantic life on hold for so many years for this man. And she doesn't know if she sees a future anymore. And, well, I mean, shocker that this didn't work out on the other end. It's not like anybody's thinking, like, God, I can't wait to see those two make it down the aisle. I mean, this just seems like a great idea. But at the same time, it's really sad.
It was really sad. Sheree deserves better. But this poor lady, she gets trod upon all the time. Man. I never thought I'd have so much sympathy for Sheree after season one. Season one, when she was like the worst thing in the world, and like I just hated Sheree. And now I'm like, you guys all be nice to Sheree. No one better break her heart. Otherwise, I'm going to come down there and slap you. Anyone who does anything wrong to our sweet Sheree.
And then she's crying, and then the last line of the episode is, check, please. I was like, oh, this is pathetic. So fucking break up with this loser. What a fucking loser. I mean, a guy who's you dated in prison treats you like you can't even get a guy to treat you nice after he's been dating you from prison. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I agree. What a piece of shit.
Yeah,
piece of shit.
Boo, Tyrone. Tyrone, you're dead to me. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you, everybody, for being for here. Thanks for being here with us today. We will be back next week and obviously the rest of the week. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.